Insight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Wednesday night broadcast, June 23rd, here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, find that upper left-hand menu, click that, scroll down, go down a little bit further, find that menu button, smash it like a Reddit day trader smashing a GameStop stock short sale, and send money. Much better investment than crypto, especially this week. You can invest in free speech by mailing in your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call that in, too. Call that into Mike. We've got the donate button call in. The call-in for the show, which we are taking your calls live for your 9 o'clock drive, 512-248-8252. And if you want to donate by credit card, just let Mike know, and he'll take your donation. What if everybody listening gave 10 bucks? Even if you don't call in onto the show, call in and give 10 bucks, or mail in 10 bucks. That's my challenge. Everybody that's hearing my voice right now, call in or mail in 10 bucks. Do it. Do it. Do it. Anyway, we're going to cover some gay stuff tonight, so you may want to get the kids out of the room a little bit later. Got some headlines about the our new tranny army in the Vatican, maybe doing a little bit of pushback against gay stuff in Italy. I want to preface this, since this is our spiritual night, I want to read out of Romans chapter 1, which will deal with the wrath of God against the unrighteousness of man. And it's always good to read this before you start talking about the anal tranny stuff that's going on in the world. Romans 1, 18 through 32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to the uncleanness in the lusts of their heart, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also, the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one for another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do they do the same, but they also approve of those who practice them. That was a lot packed in there in that Romans 1, but it's a very almost an apt description of the morality or lack of morality, the evil that we see in the world today. Just the overall description of the murderers, haters of God, violent. They not only practice these things, but they approve those who practice them. Notice that this is a rapid decline in these individuals, because at first they deny. Hey, all right, where'd you lose me at? Okay. All right, we're back. I just read through Romans 1. Mike said we lost the audio there, so hopefully I can get back to where I left off. I was just talking about sort of picking apart this Romans 1, talking about the wrath of God on these individuals, and it really is an apt description of our so-called society today. All of these violent individuals, haters of God, disobedient to parents, untrustworthy, unmerciful. They practice the sexual immorality, and they not only do this, but they approve of others who practice it. And this is what I was mentioning, was that this is a very rapid decline in these individuals, because first they deny God. They deny his power. They worship the creation rather than the creator. That's what this whole global warming, climate change nonsense is about. You know, what the worshiping the creation used to look like was, you know, worshiping the sun, moon, and stars, and making statues, and worshiping trees and stuff. And now what it really is putting the environment over the lives of people, and being willing to destroy the global population in the name of this fake climate hoax. Also, you know, the COVID-19, that was all in the name of climate hoax. I mean, that's all dovetailing. And just being willing to eliminate 75% of the world population in order to do this agenda that they're doing. This is all part of what Romans 1 is talking about, worshiping the creation rather than the creator. And they changed God's image into corruptible things, like images of men and animals. So this is called idolatry. Not only is that worshiping a false god, but it's making an image of the one true God, so you cannot represent God. And this led on into God giving them up. He gave up on them. They ignored God and wouldn't acknowledge him, to the point where he gave them over to these vile sexual practices. And it says they're vile passions that destroyed their body. If you remember, I covered, I believe Monday night, the 1982 article from the New York Times on GRIDS, gay-related immune deficiency syndrome, which was the same thing as AIDS, and it was openly admitted in the early news articles that this was a disease spread by homosexual men and junkies. And that's exactly what this is talking about, is committing what is shameful. Verse 27, men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of the error which was due. It's talking about a physical punishment in the body. And that's the, you know, the tearing of the insides up when they practice sodomy, and the infections that happen when they eliminate waste. And it says here that God gave them over to a debased mind. So he basically, there's no hope for these individuals. And that's one of the indications, is a person that engages in the homosexual lifestyle and like refuses to change. You know, it's possible for God to save anyone, but an indication of someone that has gone over the edge, that has gone into that debased mind, is someone who is unrepentant in the homosexual lifestyle and who will not change and who actually tries to justify their actions. And that's what we're seeing in society that's sweeping the globe. We call it here, disaffectionately, we call it Globo Homo. And I got an interesting article here that I pulled up, a couple of articles from the Stormer. This one is talking about the Vatican finally pushing back against homosexuality in Italy. And the writer of this article is Elvis Dunderhoff. Of all the groups that could take a stand against the anal agenda, I never would have expected the Catholic Church. By the way, this article gets a little bit graphic, so maybe, like I said, get the grandkids out of the room. AFP, he quotes the AFP, the Vatican confirmed Tuesday it had lodged a diplomatic protest against a draft Italian law, which is against homophobia, in what a news report called an unprecedented act of meddling in Italy's affairs. The so-called Zan law, currently being debated in Italy's parliament, seeks to punish acts of discrimination and incitement to violence against gay, lesbian, transgender, and disabled people. According, you like how they put disabled people in there? Like you're lumping all those in together? So that if you speak out against the LGBTQP agenda, they're going to be, well, you hate disabled people too, you fascist. That's why they throw that in there anyway. Back to the article. According to the Corriere della Sera newspaper, the Vatican argued in a letter, or a note verbale, that the bill violates the Concordat, which is the bilateral treaty between Rome and the Holy See, by curtailing Catholic freedom of belief and expression. I guess a little translation there. If I understand right, the Vatican is its own country, basically. And so they have agreements with Italy, and that the church should be able to freely, you know, religiously express itself. And the Catholic Church is saying, the Vatican is saying, is that this law that is trying to be passed in Italy to punish discriminatory acts against homos, that this law is going to affect the Catholic Church's ability to preach openly. Okay. And sure, this is, sure, good. Good for them. But way too little, way too late. Amidst all the other corruption in the Catholic Church, the pedophile priests and the money scandals, and the anal pope that has pretty much refused up until now to say a word against this anal agenda, and as well as this pope who actually goes to foreign countries and acknowledges foreign idols. I mean, yeah, the Catholic Church has been corrupt for a while, but even the last couple of popes would not have even went that far. Back to the article, though. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni confirmed to AFP that the document was informally delivered to the Italian ambassador to the Holy See on June 17th. It is an unprecedented act in the history of relations between the two states, or at least there are no public precedents, Corriere said, adding that the note was presented by Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher, Pope Francis' de facto minister. So the writer of the article, Elvis Dumbledore, writes, well, there are not also any public precedents for the level of anal that we are currently being subjected to in the Western world. Do you know what homosexuality means? It means a man has relations with another man's anus and calls that love. Since his election in 2013, Francis has adopted a softer tone on homosexuality. notably saying, "Who am I to judge?" and agreeing to same-sex couples being granted legal recognition. Nevertheless, under him, the Vatican continues to defend marriage as being between a man and a woman, opposes gay adoption, and sees gender ideology as a threat to traditional family values. Specifically, the Vatican's letter objected to Catholic schools not being exempted from a proposed national day against homophobia, lesbophobia, and transphobia. I've never heard of lesbophobia. To be held on May 17th. It also expressed concern that because of the new ZAN law, Catholics could, in the future, face legal action for expressing their opinions to LGBTI, which stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex issues, according to Corrieri. Like I said, too little, too late. The Catholic Church is just corrupt and full of idols. I mean, it really is a false religious system. And if you're Catholic, fight me. I've got the Bible on my side. That having been said, there are a lot of decent people that have a Christian worldview that are in the Catholic religion, and it is good at least that they are pushing back against this a little bit more. But man, for a while there, that Pope sure didn't look like he was going to do anything at all. And he really, I thought, was an embarrassment to people who would identify as Catholic. Anyway, we're coming up. Oh, we got a few minutes before the break, and we got a caller before we go to more headlines. Let's take our caller, Marcus. Marcus in Idaho, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hiya.
Hi. I want to say that, you know, that 1 Corinthians passage relates to Christopher Wray and the FBI. They're so corrupt and so... I wonder if them and the Secret Service are so into the gay agenda that it's really bad for America.
The Romans 1 passage, right? Where I was reading in Romans 1 about the corruption of man.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, the FBI is horrible and just is persecuting just regular patriotic Americans. Talk about violent. You know, that passage mentioned men being violent and unmerciful. Yeah, definitely that's what they are. Especially when they shot the young Babbitt lady just in cold blood right in the head. That was Capitol Police, but I mean, the FBI was there instigating all that.
Right, and especially when they're persecuting these individuals, which really didn't do anything. And they're, I guess, the first guy who put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk got 8 years for that.
Huh. Child molesters don't get 8 years. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, people can destroy everything they want to, and these left-leaning people let them off the hook. So it's a very sad state of affairs, which is in America. I wanted to also comment on a couple days ago you were talking about Baked Alaska and Charlottesville.
Oh yeah.
And you know, that was I thought that was appropriate. I was following that, and I was very much in league with what they were doing, and I would have gone there if I had the money and to be able to do that myself. But you think Baked Alaska was a FBI informant on that whole thing?
That was my theory, and I'm pretty sure the Bull Shaman guy was too, because hey, we got a commercial coming up. Hang on there, Marcus, and we'll cover that on the other side.
Yeah. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Back to In Plain Sight on your Wednesday night broadcast, talking to Marcus. Marcus, your question was, did I think that Baked Alaska was maybe in touch with the feds? It's my theory, and I just did do a little research on that. An article from June 6th of this year, federal magistrate on Friday declined to order house arrest for Tim Goinet, a far-right internet troll charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, who went by the internet alias Baked Alaska. And if you read through the article, this is from the Alaska Public Media, under Baked Alaska far-right troll charged in Capitol riots avoids house arrest. So Baked Alaska was already in trouble and on some sort of probation from an encounter with Arizona police officers at a protest. Then he went to the Capitol. Then he like recorded all that stuff in there, and then now basically he's just getting a slap on the wrist. He's not even getting house arrest. And I know a guy from my area in Benton, Kentucky, got house arrest and an ankle bracelet. So I mean, they're taking it pretty easy on this dude, this Baked Alaska. That makes me wonder about him. And all of these internet celebrities, like the guy dressed up as Bull Shaman, I mean, he used to go to Black Lives Matter protests in favor of Black Lives Matter. So now he's protesting for the right. I think these guys are controlled by the feds, is what I think. But that's just me. Yeah.
That's certainly damning evidence. against Bakalasta, Alaska. As far as the shaman, I think he was just a guy that's got a complex and wants to do his thing. But, you know, this, we're going into very bad territory. I mean, the people in the that are being held against their will for what is going on 6 months now, or five months in solitary confinement, these individuals, I pray every day that God will bring a miracle to them to free them from this injustice which is happening to them. And we've got an FBI which is totally corrupted. Like your first Romans, you know, these are devil worshippers which are trying to destroy our country and tear us apart. It's
465 people arrested in nearly all 50 states over this. And like I said, I know a few guys
got 8 years for putting feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. This is a sign to say we hate Republicans. We hate people who will take matters into their own hands and say, you know, America is a just society. So that's not what we are. We're not a just society anymore. We are a place where faggots can screw your kids. And we're going to teach your five-year-olds how to masturbate and everything else. And just the destruction of America, it's like, geez, it hurts.
It's horrible. It's embarrassing. Just to describe it, it's embarrassing. Just to describe the situation, you got to be vulgar, pretty much just to describe it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and the last thing is, you know, with the tearing down of the statues, that was paid for by somebody. I don't know who, but it's not happening now. That same outrage which was engendered in these people is not happening now. And it's like those people in the Civil War were my ancestors on both sides. I've got to respect both of them. And when you start digging up their graves and everything, that's like that tearing a part of the fabric of American history and trying to refabricate it by putting in the LGBTQ or the faggot agenda across America.
Yeah. And it's also a precursor to what they want to do to us, to white regular European Americans. That's what they want to do. They're tearing down the culture, and that's a precursor to tearing down the population. Yep.
And how do we stop it? I mean, how do we fight back? I mean, because this is our America. It's like when people say, you know, let's Seattle go to hell, whatever, Washington go to hell, or other states go to hell because they're stupid people are ruling the whole area and they're voting in these people. But, you know, that's my country. That's my country. Every single state, every single part of America is part of my nation God has granted to me and my forefathers and my children beyond me. So how do we
You fight it starting at your city council and your local sheriff, and you work your way up, and that's all you can do. That's all you can do. And hopefully it'll spread and thousands upon thousands of city councils, county seats, and sheriffs will fight. Hey, Marcus, we got a break. I appreciate the call. We got three more to get to on the other side. You have a great night, my friend. We'll be back on the other side.
What the truth? You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, welcome back. We're back to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky taking your calls live for your 9 o'clock drive. Dan from Washington. Dan, eastbound and down. Dan, my friend, loaded up and trucking. How you doing?
All right. Going through Arkansas, I thought it was raining. It's like, no, those are bugs hitting the window, you know?
Like, oh, man.
Pouring outside.
Cicadas?
Real quick. I don't even know what those. I gotta check it out. Real quick, I wanted to say bye to Murder from Wisconsin. I guess I'm not gonna pick sides. I didn't go to the chat room or whatever, but just wanted to say I've enjoyed her calls over the years and on the Stormfront and stuff too. I think she gives good perspective, and hate to see her go. And it's sad that Stormfront's gone, too, so, you know, we can't go over there anymore, so.
Yeah, fare thee well, m'lady, fare thee well.
Right.
I guess we got the little panel on Saturday mornings on Farron's show. That's kind of Stormfront 2.0.
Yeah, you know? But she's not, oh, yeah, yeah.
She can't call, but up to.
Yeah.
Yes, Tamara. But
yeah,
as far
yeah.
as the
yeah, we got the Stormfront 2.0 going, and Richard Carey's doing. You're doing a good job, and Richard Carey. It's cool to see. It's cool to see you go from a listener to a big time star, man. So hopefully it keeps getting bigger.
just a humble Irishman trying to make my way in the world. But yeah, it's really interesting when they have Patrick and the whole panel on there, and they can kind of bounce things back and forth. You got a couple of people with a little differing opinions there. I mean, that's always fun.
Yeah. Yep. I just wanted to say you gave a good response to Red last night, because I think our being an American, we got that pioneer thing going on, the individualism, and a lot of that's programmed into us with John Wayne. But I think that the libertarian thing is, because he said, you know, the evil Nazis were trying to get us to be collectivists. And it's like, well, the only way to defeat Jewish power is to get organized like they're organized and to fight against them as a team, you know? There's no other way around it. You can't, you know?
Yeah, my point too is that we're not trying to organize under a like a Nazi banner or, you know, a swastika flag. That's really, you know, cartoonish. We're organizing under American patriotism, and we got all of these white European Trump supporters that are disenfranchised, and they're looking for answers. And what a better time, you know, what a good time to be organizing. But we're not going to do it by saying talking about like National Socialism, even though I agree with Germany's National Socialist policies in government from the 30s, but that's not going to work here, you know.
No, but it, you know, a lot of it probably would. And a lot of the horror stories, like libertarians say about socialism, is it's just war propaganda, like the Holocaust. It's all just, you know, Joseph Mengele, all this kind of stuff. So, anyway,
the problem with the problem with socialism here is just the diversity. I mean, you know, you're just going to have the third world and the, you know, the other people, not only the brown people, but a lot of the white trash people that have gotten, you know, bogged down. They're just going to siphon off of those of us that work. And so I don't, we need to go back to some sort of a formula where, you know, the American worker can produce their own stuff here and we get our factories back. Something sort of like what Trump was proposing, and then eventually we could get to something, you know, where we could have a, you know, a national socialist policy, but not now. I mean, we're just way too far from it.
Right.
I guess that's
what I'm saying. And that's one thing. Libertarianism good. Probably about the only thing I think is Ron Paul and pointing out who's controlling the Federal Reserve, you know, and how much of a scam that is. So. And that was the same fight as Hitler's fight, was to get rid of the bankers that were...
Yeah. Definitely.
I'll leave it at that. And you got other callers, so have a good night.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, Dan. Always appreciate the call. And
bye.
We'll move on next to Andy. Andy from Texas. Andy, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, thank you, Jeremy. I really appreciate you taking my call. I want to start off with a question. Do you think Americans are going to enslave themselves, or do you think they're after be forcibly enslaved?
I think at least half the population has already enslaved themselves. I mean, they gave in to this COVID lockdown hoax, and once you give rights up, it's almost impossible to get them back because the governments know, and the corporations really know what they can get away with. And so, America is going to enslave itself. And that's just going to leave the other 50% of us trying to fight it.
Well, the worldwide survey on the internet, the question was asked, will U.S. fight for their freedom? And 70% came back saying no, because they think we're wishy-washy. They think that we've been poisoned enough, and we have. We really have. That's why most people have enslaved themselves. Okay, on to the next point. We've got almost 500 people in prison in Washington, D.C., and a lot of people haven't talked about this. It's kind of funny to me, but they're being held, I'm guessing, it's based on the Patriot Act and the NDAA and whatnot. I mean, they've probably been deemed enemy combatants. That's why they're getting solitary confinement 1 hour a day. I think I heard it was only 15 to 20 minutes, but I heard somebody the other day say it was an hour a day to get out. So 23 hours sitting in a 7x10 cell. Some of these people have, one guy can't use his arm anymore, and another guy got something wrong with his eye since he's been in there. He's blind in the eye, and it's the same guy that has the arm problem. There's another guy that's being denied kidney dialysis that needs it weekly, and he's been there for this length of time. I'm surprised he's still alive. I'm surprised I haven't heard about people dying in there. And I understand also that it's mostly, and no racial discrimination here, but it's mostly black guards, and these people have been, their adjective is that they're the white supremacists. And so yeah. If you got black guards and a bunch of white people in prison, there's things going to happen. So this is just ridiculous what's going on in our country currently, because we're Americans, okay? And I just can't see myself living in a country like this. So I'm ready to go. Anybody wants to get busy, let's go. But as far as, again, we're 6 months into this so-called Biden administration, and they still have the fence up, the National Guard there. These guys are going to, it's never going away. It's never going away. We're turning into, let's say, Nazi Germany, because, I mean, that's so point. I mean, when you get ticked off at your government, they got to protect themselves. And so what do? They created a false flag so they could put a fence up. Not just fence, but concertina wire and razor ribbon. I mean, you can't get through that thing.
I would argue that it's more like a, even though it's not communism that we're looking at, it might be more in the lines of Bolshevik Russia, where you had people snitching on each other to the government. You didn't know which one of your neighbors would snitch on you, so you had to talk the talk, the approved talk of the government. You had people being sent off to gulags. You know, that's more of the Soviet Bolshevik Jewish-dominated communism in Russia that we're looking at right now. Even though what we're looking at isn't real traditional communism, I would say in National Socialist or Nazi Germany, the people actually did like Hitler and liked the way that he cleaned up the pornography and the drug and prostitution and how he got the economy turned around. So the only people that didn't like Hitler were the bankers that got kicked out. I would compare America closer to a Bolshevik, a neoliberal Bolshevik, regime that is in connection and in cohorts with corporate power, using corporate power to come down on regular Americans. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really true because, I mean, after the January 6th so-called insurrection, relatives were calling up the FBI saying, my mom went there, or my brother went there. You know what I'm saying? They were turning their own family in. So that Bolshevik, that's working really fine. So let's go on to the spiritual spot, and then I'll get off of here, because it is Spiritual Wednesday here. So this is looking exactly like described at the Noah's Ark times. I mean, we're into Sodom and Gomorrah times. We're into, just total unrest and total dystopia, where everybody's just going their own direction, or they're being led in a different direction, because our government is, they're going after white people, they're putting black people on a pedestal, even though they hate black people. These Democrats hate black people, and I hope that there's some smart black folks out there that realize they're only going to be on a pedestal for a while. But, you got this drag queen story time, and we're living in the Noah's times, and so why don't you elaborate on that, and I'll just chill for a second, and then I'll say goodbye.
Yeah, what you're talking about, Jesus in Matthew 24 described the last days, the end days, and he said that it would be like the days of Noah and the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And what did we see in those days? In the days of Noah, we had extreme violence, we had demonic invasions. And in Sodom and Gomorrah, you had this aggressive homosexual culture that actually wanted to drag two men out of a house and rape them in the street, rape them to death. And that's why God destroyed them. So that's what we're seeing today, this aggressive homosexual culture, violence toward the people, and these corrupt governments. So, yeah, absolutely.
I certainly appreciate your show, and that's the last thing I'm going to say. I appreciate your show because you're all over the path, and you let people speak their mind. So I appreciate you, Jeremy. Thank you very much. You have a good night.
Thanks a lot, Andy. You have a good one, too. Next, last caller, we got Vinny from Indiana.
Vinny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. I just want to say I was able to listen to RBN over my cell phone through my car radio today. Mm-hmm. I was using I think it's radio.net app. That works really, really well. I went for a hike. I was able to listen to RBN live all day long. And, the technology is getting there where people can, if we got together and everybody worked together, we could kill off boomer conservative talk radio. But as far as what you said tonight, I mean, I'll call in more and more about this because I think that's really what we should do, our own long march to the institutions. But as far as what you said tonight, it's good to see a little bit of pushback from people within the Catholic Church. I know there was a Supreme Court ruling about whether or not Catholic agencies can be forced to allow gay adoption. It really wasn't that strong a ruling. Didn't say that, yes, you can say on moral or religious grounds, no. but it was kind of a technical ruling. So, I mean, clearly the LGBT people come back again and, they won't quit until they get their way. But I also want to comment, in Arkansas, people were trying really hard to fight the LGBT and the whole tranny agenda. And the governor, Asa Hutchinson, worthless, loyal Bushy, he caved. Yeah. I mean, he said, the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is a very left-wing organization, they back the whole, gender confirmation and the whole, the gender dysphoria, whole thing. You have to start treating children at the earliest age, and they're very pro-LG, you got to stop LGBT bullying in elementary school, which means, you have to push a pro, would you end up, if you don't allow kids to be kids, then you end up pushing a pro-gay agenda. And if people don't know about the American Academy of Pediatrics, it has a long reputation of taking extremely controversial opinions on a lot of issues. People within the medical community started saying, well, there's no reason for infant circumcision. There's no medical justification for it. And yet they... they're controlled by certain people, a certain very small minority who have a very strong interest. Say, well, if you're opposed to circumcision, you might be a hater and all this. And there was a breakaway group of pediatricians. They formed the American College of Pediatrics. And they are against the LGBT agenda, the tranny agenda, the circumcision agenda, and they are labeled a hate group now by the SPLC, and I think it might be interesting if you could ever find somebody from that group, from the American College of Pediatrics, to come on and give, because most people don't know. And I think people in the medical profession are just scared to death to speak out against, if you're an antagonist in the medical profession, it can really hurt your career. We're seeing kids because they don't eat, get a proper diet. They're not expressing their normal, sexual dimorphism. Boys want to be boys. Girls want to be girls. They're not seeing that.
Yeah.
And instead of a parent, the doctor sitting down on the dining, well, maybe if your boy isn't, you're concerned about these things, maybe there are hormonal issues, that are involved here. And I think, I look at young kids and I look at teenagers and I see 16-year-old boys who have no hair on their leg. It's common. It's like, that's weird. To me, something is seriously not right. Alex Jones is onto something. Something's making the frogs gay.
It's all the estrogen and plastics. Everything is plastic. Estrogen is everywhere.
You've got kids being raised by moms who are vegans, and they're not, if your kid, these kids show up and they're underweight, they don't show typical, when I was a kid, boys are boys, yeah. I'm a late boomer, but kids, there's something clearly not right, and the medical community is not talking about it, and also, you give these very good readings from the Bible. There's a lot of things in the Bible about why circumcision is wrong, and the early church theologians commented on it. And the point was that Jesus was to be the last sacrifice. Any type of human mutilation or destruction of the body was unnecessary because Jesus was the last sacrifice. And, you know, and yet we have a corrupt, you know, as soon as the Jews came in this country, they started working with kind of heretical Christian groups to promote circumcision. And then it got into the medical profession. It became a massive corruption of medical profession. And think about all of this stuff. Well, we're pushing vaccines on kids. How can you do that if it's not in the interest of the child? Kids don't need vaccines. So our whole medical institution's been corrupted. I'll let you go. But, you know, there, you,
oh, yeah.
That might be a topic for you and Pastor Dankoff to go into.
Yeah, I'm going to get him back on soon. Appreciate it, Vinny.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks. We'll be back on the other side on the Plain Side. Reaches into where I cannot
hide. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body burns a gem-like flame. Somewhere between the soul and soft machine.
All right, with that. Welcome back to the show, In Plain Sight, your Wednesday night broadcast. And I have one more article to cover in the news, in the tranny news. BBC News reports trans U.S. veterans are to be offered gender surgery for the first time. The U.S. government has announced it will offer gender confirmation surgery for transgender veterans through its health care coverage. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough announced the change at a Pride event in Florida. Of course he did. He said it would allow veterans to go through the full process with the VA at their side. The full process? I don't want to know what that is, guy. Previously, hormone therapy and mental health services were covered, but not surgery. There you go. That's what that is. Gender confirmation surgery, also known as sex reassignment surgery. My comments here, also known as mutilation and perversion. Anyway, it covers a range of procedures which alter a person's anatomy to match their gender identity. Related articles are The Secret Life of a Transgender Airman. And what does transgender mean, and what does the UK law say? Anyway, McDonoghue made the announcement in Orlando on Saturday. The city this month marked 5 years since a gunman opened fire at a gay nightclub, killing 49 people. There you go. You know, it's funny how these false flag events have multiple purposes. And the queer nightclub massacre by the Muslim, not only did that get us to ban bumper stocks, that went towards it. You had the shooting in Florida school. You had the shooting at the country concert in Vegas. But also, guess what? Yeah, since it was a gay nightclub, this gives us fuel for the fire that if you say anything at all against trannies sitting your toddler on their lap and bouncing them up and down, then you are a hater. You're a fascist. You are in favor of shooting up gay nightclubs. That's one of the other purposes of that false flag, not only gun control. Anyway, this McDonoghue fag lover said the VA would work to overcome a dark history of discrimination against trans veterans. A spokesman said that the 2-year process to start covering the surgeries would begin this summer. This time will allow VA to develop capacity to meet surgical needs that transgender veterans have called for and deserved for a long time, and blah, 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 yada, yada, words, words, nonsense. Okay. There you have it. They're turning our military into complete and utter freak shows. And they're weeding out all of the right wing, anybody that's got a conservative right wing pro-American view, gone. And they're going to flush them out with critical race theory and gender-bending surgeries. And guess what? Your taxpayers get to cover that. That veteran who even is discharged and still has veterans health care? Yeah. That's a man, baby. That's a man. You're going to help them change. Anyway, back tomorrow night with William on Endpoint Site. You guys stay classy and donate to our plates.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.